Comfort and Joy by Tina Reader Buse. I loved Christmas because we got to be together as a family. For example, we always went caroling on Christmas Eve. The year I remember best was the year my siblings scattered after we had sung at just a few houses. They had plans and other things they had to do, leaving just my parents, my brother Jeff, and me to finish the caroling. I was upset that we wouldn't all be together as we had been in years past. Still, caroling was fun, even with our smaller group. We were heading home when Jeff begged Dad to stop at the home of an older sister who used to be in our ward. But when we saw her dark house, Dad said, "Looks like no one is home." "I see a light on downstairs," said Jeff as he jumped out of the car. Jeff rang the doorbell, pounded on the door, and then started rapping on the downstairs windows. My dad, certain that the neighbors would be suspicious, told Jeff to give up. Just then the door opened, and there stood Jeff's friend. Jeff ran up with a plate of goodies and gave her a hug. The rest of us got out of the car. We hadn't decided the songs to sing, so we asked her about her holiday plans. She said she was alone, but her youngest daughter was coming the next day. A smile spread across her face, and she said, "Will you sing for me?" "Sure," we responded. Then my dad's voice led out with, "God rest ye merry gentlemen." As we sang, I thought about the words, how Christ had saved us, and the comfort and joy of that thought. "Thank you," she said with tears in her eyes. "This is the best Christmas present I've received yet." As we walked to the car, we could all feel the warmth of the Spirit. Jeff mentioned that this woman had been struggling lately, and he thanked my dad for picking out that song. "It just came into my mind that it was the right song to sing," said Dad, "even though it's not one we usually do." It was a testimony to me that the Lord knows each one of us and our problems, that we are not forgotten. By acting on the Spirit's promptings, not only were we able to share the love the Savior has for her, but I was filled with His gift of love for me. End of Comfort and Joy by Tina Reader Buse.